Strange Adventure. It was terribly cold that night in the little village on the banks of the Don. The terrible Russian winter engulfed the whole of the land. The door of the drinking house opened and a strange figure entered the room. The man was small, not over 5 feet, and slender in proportion. A worn fur cap pulled down over his ears almost concealed the weak, pale face. A long black overcoat did the same for the rest of his body. He walked slowly to the bar.
Vodka, please.
A young Cossack lieutenant recognized the little man.
Oh, man, look who's just come in. It is Ivan, the timid one. Hey, come and join our party, little one.
It was more an order than an invitation. He knew that he had to do this. He had always had to do whatever these cold-hearted men wanted.
There's something we would like to know, Pigeon Heart. You live in that little cabin across the village cemetery from this drinking hall, yet you never take the path that leads through the cemetery directly to your door. Why?
The cemetery is nothing to cross, Lieutenant. It is nothing but earth, like all the other earth.
Oh, so it is only earth, you say, eh? But yet you dare not cross it. Here is a challenge for you, then, my brave little comrade. Cross the cemetery tonight, Ivan, and I'll give you 5 rubles, 5 gold rubles.
Ivan was stunned, but rose to his feet.
Yes, my comrades, I'll cross the cemetery, and tonight.
A great roar of laughter filled the room. The lieutenant winked to his men and unbuckled his saber.
Here is your badge of courage, then, Ivan Petrovka. When you get to the center of the cemetery, in front of the biggest tomb, thrust this saber into the ground. In the morning, we shall go there. If the saber is there, you shall get the 5 gold rubles. If you live.
Ivan took the saber gingerly, buckled it about his middle, outside the long overcoat. Ivan pushed open the heavy iron gate of the cemetery and entered. He began to walk fast, trying to muster up his courage as he went. The wind was a cruel lash that whipped at his body. The saber was like ice in his hands. He broke into a limping run. The place was one of shadows, great, hulking, shapeless shadows that seemed ready to pounce upon him. Now one of the shadows loomed up ahead, silhouetted against the night horizon. He recognized it as the large tomb. He kneeled, cold and terrified, and drove the saber through the frozen crust into the hard ground. With all his strength, he pushed it down to the hilt. His job was done. He smiled weakly to himself. The challenge had been met and answered. In the morning, 5 gold rubles would be his. Ivan started to rise from his knees, but something held him. Something supernatural gripped him in an unyielding and implacable hold. Ivan tugged and lurched and pulled. He tried to cry out, but the voice froze in his throat. The soldiers found Ivan Petrovka the next morning. The look on his face was not that of a frozen man, but of one killed by some nameless terror. The saber was in the frozen ground where Ivan had plunged it, through the dragging folds of his long overcoat. This is Pat McGeehan saying goodbye for my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen again to another tale of Strange Adventure.